Radio. Is Andrew Bailey with the headlines.
It's 9.02, bright and breezy with some showers across the UK. A radar weather update on the way. Plus, Bradford and Bingley goes national. The markets don't like it. And in sport, he'll pay for Tottenham's terrible start to the season. Good morning, let's kick off with financial news then, where as ever there are two sides to every story. The reassuring news for customers is the government stepped in to rescue the Bradford and Bingley. These struggling banks' loans will be taken into public ownership. Its savings and branch business will be bought for £612 million by the Spanish banking giant Santander. The Chancellor says taxpayers won't have to make up any shortfall.
When conditions normalise, I think it's right through the statutory compensation scheme, if there's a shortfall, then they meet that liability. So the taxpayer interest, as well as security for savers, as well as the wider need to maintain financial stability, is being looked after.
Well, the bad news comes from the markets, which have reacted badly to the nationalisation. The FTSE opened a hefty 50 points down. Shadow Chancellor George Osborne is blaming Gordon Brown.
He's the guy who set up the regulatory system that allowed banks like Northern Rock and Bradford and Bingley to fail.
However, most of the boffins agree no other major banks are currently at risk. It means your savings elsewhere should be fine. Meantime, over in the US, a multi-billion dollar bailout for America's troubled financial markets has finally been agreed. The rescue package now goes to a vote before full Congress today. Next, a new code of conduct is being launched for websites to keep children safe. It'll tackle issues from online predators to cyberbullying. The Conservatives will outline how they would rescue the economy today and prevent future economic turmoil. We'll also hear health plans where managers will be given the power to manage their own hospitals and surgeries if the Tories come to power. It's emerged Saturday night TV favourites Anton Deck recently came under fire on a trip to Afghanistan. The Daily Mirror reports they were waiting to catch a military flight from Kandahar when it was shelled by the Taliban. And after weeks of soon-to-be, we are now 100% absolute. Welcome on board to a great new radio station which promises to help you discover real music. We've got some fantastic new presenters, as well as some familiar voices. Russ Williams reckons you're in for a treat.
What you can look forward to on Absolute Radio is a much wider choice of music than we've been playing in recent years. Simply unbelievable prizes and an interaction. We want your views, we're going to listen to what you've got to say, and we're going to respond to that as well.
Ed's got the sport.
Doesn't take too much now to see that Tottenham have made a shocking start to the season. The 2-0 defeat at Portsmouth leaves them rooted to the foot of the Premier League table. But who is to blame? Well, press speculation says either the manager, Wande Ramos, or the man in charge of transfers, Damian Comolli, is in the firing line. Elsewhere, we're hearing there should be news on Mike Ashley's attempts to sell Newcastle later. And in cricket, England named their squad to tour India at lunchtime.
Absolute radar weather. Checking out the screens and already heavy rain for Northern Ireland and the west coast of Scotland. Showers too moving over Manchester. Elsewhere for the UK, not too bad actually. Dry and bright this morning. Going to be windy tonight with some heavier rain later. And the highs reaching 17 Celsius. You're up to date at 9.05.
It's like an all-you-can-eat music buffet.